where they can't get to move, and now they stop us to build. Said, I want to pay for that. I said, well, John, that's what we promised. He said, well, I know that, but said, I wasn't gonna keep him no more. I said, I don't believe it. I said, I promised one everything I paid. And I did, too, in my church, we can do it, but if he hadn't paid them, I would still pay them, so them niggas went. I even called him, you know,
he was
down there, and, but you, they was some niggas that you, that had helped you.
Oh, yeah, I got my but I never went to 181 yet, that I couldn't get all the help I wanted.
Yeah.
And they could nose around by me about picking beans, and I didn't even have to go home. Over at Amish one time, I picked in beans over there, and I went to the field, and every row was saved all across that pond.
Yeah.
Every row was saved. And it worried me. I was still, maybe it wasn't going to get some men out, but it was making it.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, the two rows, they'd taken them all day long to pick them. There were so many beans.
Yeah, is that right?
But it is a bean in that car.
Yeah.
That's why all my old cockroach stole so much from me.
Yeah.
Stole $586.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I mean, from what he promised me and what he gave me.
Yeah.
I don't know what he stole from watermelon, but I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. You know, the only person I've heard you fall out with, and you didn't fall out with her, but I mean, she gave you a little trouble down there, was Amy. And I'll tell you what, I thought about that a lot of times. You know, Amy wasn't right then, Mabel. I mean, you see, she had all that ailment. And I don't care what a person has been, when they get ailments like that, sometimes they just not straight.
Well, I didn't fall out with a guy.
No, but she didn't do quite right about it.
No, she didn't do right about it, but that's a nigger person.
Well, you think that's it?
That's it. That's the nigger in them. They do for him until you fall, and then whenever you ask him to do something, he wants to know how much it takes.
Yeah.
Now, that's a nigger.
Yes, you have to watch out for that.
Now, that nudist, she's the only nigga I ever seen in my life. I'd give you a favor and don't expect nothing out of it.
Well, she don't act like a nigga.
No, she don't. But now, she'll do anything in the world for you. She can.
Yeah.
And she'd go down there when she'd get her vacation, spend the week with the children.
Yeah.
And stay down and work and have fine and scrub and do anything in the world. Never charge you on either dime.
Yeah, is that nice?
That's right.
Well, what do you know?
Take those twins when they have babies, put them in that bridge and carry them uptown, ride them all over town, take her money, buy them things.
Yeah.
But
and that children was sure from the back of that Mookie. Oh, they love Mookie.
Yeah. What did Nuki do up there? She worked somewhere up there on the campus.
She worked for me about 3-4 years. And then she worked for somebody else up there for quite a long time. Then she got married, and she worked a little while after then, but after grandmother died, I don't think she worked any since.
She quit work before her grandmother died.
Oh, yeah.
And she stayed out there and did nothing, took care of her, as I understand it, Mabel.
Yeah, she
takes
care of her.
Yeah.
Woody was a good nigga, name that thought lots of names, but he was for the daughter.
Well, I tell you, it's very much like Guy says that I don't think that she was responsible for some of the things probably that she did. I don't think so. Amy was a pretty good old woman.
Yeah.
She was.
Maybe.
They're rough, the rascals. And all, but it seems like that what they do, or anything doesn't bother me. It doesn't make me nervous or anything.
Yeah.
But two or three others come out here with them.
Yeah.
And I get awful nervous then.
Well, now how you count for that thing?
I don't know. I just
if they get to talking loud and all of a sudden too close to
me. As I said, probably and most of the time is the children that's with them is maybe better children than they are. But what they do, it don't bother me.
Well,
if they get in some of the mischief, I get home life about it.
Well, home folks is a little easier, you know.
Well, I guess that's it. But they don't bother me, but it's got to where other children do.
Mm-hmm.
But our children don't bother me.
Well, I have to work with some people. I tell you what, it depends on who I'm talking to, what I do. Generally, I just tell them I just work up there, you know. They don't care what I do. I teach a little bit, but I don't, I'd just soon not do it, especially in the summertime if I had any choice.
Daddy told us to eat when we were little.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't have to worry, wouldn't have
yeah.
much worry about
yeah.
it. We wouldn't eat well with the all the time through.
Well, I tell you.
I've always, that's what I've tried to have.
Yeah.
And run my house off in order. I didn't. My meals
well,
on time.
Guy, whatever you want to do, you do. Now, me, I've always, my whole life, hoped someday that I would have time to take a trip out through the Northwest.
Oh.
Now, I wanted to do that more than anything else.
Yeah.
Now, I can't go. Not physically able to go. Financially, I could go. But physically, I can't go.
Now,
I don't want to go. I could go.
We walk back.
One way, I could go down here and get on a jet plane and go. I don't want to go that way. I don't care nothing about that. I don't want to go like that. I don't want to go to no certain place. I want to go from here, there, through the country.
Yeah.
If I want to stay a day at a place or 2 days a week, stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get ready to go on somewhere else and leave, not have any time to get back. And now that's the way I want to go. Now the way I could go, I could go ahead and get on a plane probably and go and be there today and come back tomorrow or something like that. I wouldn't care about that at all. But I always wanted to go out through the Northwest,
mm-hmm.
see that timber, and see those big mills. You see a 9-foot band mill is the biggest mill I ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me they got 17-foot band mills out there.
Mm.
You see, they go 5, 7, 9, 13, 15, 17.
Mm.
That's the way they go.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they've got 17 with band mills out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it. I seen the biggest mill in the world at that time was at Bogalusa, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen it. And know just about as much about it as I know about when these atomic bombs. Quite different from anything that I'd ever seen, you know. But that has been shut down for, I reckon, 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but it was a big place. It
mm-hmm.
was a double band mill, right and left. In other words, two mills.
Mm-hmm.
And thing about it is, about 45,000, 50,000 feet of lumber is as much as you can get over one summer. I don't care how big it is or how little it is or nothing else. That's as much. They're both nice people, but it doesn't make any difference.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'll see how it's going. 2, 4, 6, 8.
I told Phil if that man may not know it, he thinks that some chilling cost lost to feed them, but he can't bring feed out here by sacks for that old hog. He's gonna have to bring it out here by the trailer. I'm not telling him nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing I told his wife, I said, well, I'll tell you something I've always heard and my daddy and all of them say. A cow will eat the stuff out of debt, and a hog will eat the stuff in debt. But then they got them some calves ordered. They got two down there, and they got 10 to be delivered next month. Next week.
Baby calves.
The 10th, next Friday. Well, now, those calves, they'll soon get where, you know, you don't have to buy feed for them because they can pick grass.
Mm-hmm.
But now, them old hogs pick the feed, 12 months a year.
Mm-hmm.
And with that many brutes out, he's going to have more hogs up there. He knows what to do. And he was there cheap, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Said hogs sold this week for 16 cents.
Good hogs.
Now, you know, you can't mess with them. Well, feed is what it is.
No, and you, the feed don't go up and down.
No, it don't. So I think he ought to kind of gradually went in this thing. You know, get straight knife, you know, if he could raise him something, feed him hogs on. But boy, that's good. Now they'll have at least 8 pigs apiece if they don't have 10.
Huh.
If they have 10, those three, that's 30.
Yeah.
And that's going in the hog business pretty fast. Freddy was going to tell him something about them hog business, so Freddy had been pretty sick over here, and he raised the feed for years.
Freddy had not been making much on
him? No, he said done nothing else. What Freddy told me, and he raises his own feed. You know, two feed him.
Yeah.
He said sometimes he just said he's going out, completely out of the hog business, and try to do something else.
Well, now, the batch before this, he sold high.
Uh-huh.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
They had been high. Then they leveled
off.
Well,
they'll go down. But no, that's what gets me. That cows is not going up. They've been steady for the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And beef is going in the market, constant going up and up and up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see what. And pork, it's low. And then they said it was so high in the market. I just can't see. There's something I want to change with you. I said Paul's wife was sister superintendent. And in it, it's a the sister professor. And I get that mixed up every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an assistant professor is what she is,
mm-hmm.
over high school. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot different.
Yeah, it's a lot different. And
she,
I didn't think about it till that night.
Yes, I hate to think about being a superintendent of anything.
Uh-huh. That's what she is, but she says that she likes it much better. But she's going to school all the time. She done got a master's degree and got another degree last year, so she ate something else now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to school all the time. And I think practically all of her fruits is like that. And her son, she's got two. One just come in from Germany, and he's going back to school to Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
and they're straight-A students.
Yeah.
Through high school and college.
Yeah.
And this one, he finished college, but he's going in something else. And her next oldest son is going in research. Mm-hmm. You know, he finished the fifth term in that.
Now, is she nice to talk to?
Yes, she is. She's real nice.
You know, a lot of these people that's gone to school and studied a lot, they're nice to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marie's mighty nice to fella now. I've got nothing to say about it. Of course, I don't like what's happened.
Yeah.
I don't like it for the children's sake.
Well, you didn't have much choice,
no. I didn't have no choice at all. They didn't ask me at all if I had, it wouldn't have happened.
You know, I've been thinking, you know, a lot of things are sort of sticking in your mind. Now, this little thing that you're talking about, the girls, have got that little peppery way about them.
They got it. I'm telling you, they get off of being right now.
Yeah.
And I'll cool them down, you know, and all like that. Wednesday, you know, we keep them pretty quiet. But they just like their mama. Every one of them is pushed on the trigger.
Yeah.
But a guy I was raised, where that we couldn't express our opinion too much. Papa was boss,
yeah.
And Mama too.
Yeah.
And they didn't have no fussing or quarreling among us,
because
they'd tear you up. And Papa made us live together.
Yeah.
And you know, that's whole lot. And if one of us got in them devil men, he whooped all of us.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
That kept the whole push. There wasn't no running to him and telling him this, that, and other, you know.
Yeah, well, he had to weigh and decide who was telling the truth.
Yeah, he said y'all all was in it. So we knew that. Betty over there, a little girl got where, you know, she kept Rick in trouble all the time. And she's been petted in human because she's a spore. Daddy got where she could whoop her, same as she did Rick, and Susie could straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Well, these grandchildren are so nice.
They are nice.
And they're so, oh, ingratiating. You know, I can't tell. You have to know them better than I know them.
Well, they among each with each other that way. That's what being generous, some kids is with outsiders, and you know, but they get along.
Mm-hmm.
But it's with each other that they get. Only thing they don't get huffed up with is that dog.
Yeah.
Don't care what. Yesterday morning, Jean called. She was sick and wanted us to come up there, and she says the dog had a great big knot on him. On his leg, and he was sick, and he had to go to the doctor, and his ass was bothering him, and said, tell Papa to come up here and carry the dog to the doctor. So at noon, one of them had to call to see how the dog was getting along, and what the doctor had said, and asked me how she said,
mm-hmm.
nothing about it. So they went up there, and he said, Gene said, now they can't keep him, Mama. See, Mama, if they have to cut that knot out, says they just bring him back home. We'll treat him like a king. I told Phil to get treated him any better than he already was treated. I don't know how the dog could take it. Phil had the dog on to the hospital after, and it was a wart. And he said if it kept growing, bring him back and he would take it out, and says I can take it out and carry him on back home. Phil says, yes, doctor, there's one thing about it. He says, that cage you got back there's not big enough for four children and a dog, too. And so he'll stay out there with it till he gets there. But now, they have a fuss with that dog.
Yeah.
If they happen to bump up on him, step on his toe, they stop and apologize to him and tell him how sorry they are. Yes, sir. But now, each other, if they bump up against each other, somebody gets a lick. If step on what I'm stoned, now he'll go into you.
Well, I remember what you said about Juanita getting on the bus. That was
Old Man Lon Smith.
Old Man Lon Smith.
He drove a school bus
yeah.
and he came to Florida.
Yeah.
And he won the best old man he's ever seen
yeah.
in your life. Now
yeah.
he was good through.
Yeah.
He was just like Kevin. He could help you, he'd do it.
Yeah.
And he gave me more conservation about my crops than anybody else.
Yeah.
He could boost your morale and nowhere else could. But anyway, he told me one time, he says, well, I'm prayed for and Juanita may not make it. He says, because Juanita is one that I've never seen her get on the bus in my life. She didn't have a wrangle with somebody.
Oh.
And she says she's one of my girls, though. She says, I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Said, but she will wrangle. And Ms. Johnson told me the same thing since this happened. She says, I never said nothing, but I never felt I liked that it would pan out, but she also says, I know what it was just a bit.
And he just remembered that. When she got on the bus, she going to hear from it.
Yeah, he said she had a wrangle with somebody, said it didn't make no difference. She never got on it. In her life, it wasn't somebody she didn't have a rookie with before she got off of it. Well, I tell you, it's because they didn't make a mind. Of course, she's born with that in her.
Yeah.
They ever won, you know, Ms. Rollison's people was that way. Ms. Benton is that way. Ms. Benton controlled hers better than
No, that's Ms. Benton's side of the family.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. And then we can take Mr. Benton's sister over there. She's just as hot-headed as they was on the Robinson side.
Well, I don't know her.
Oh, that's Dorothy. You know her husband fixes stoves.
Yes. You told me about him, but I don't know him.
Well, she's just as hot-headed as Mr. Benton. Mr. Benton was just as hot-headed.
And Ms. Rawlinson, the Mama Rawlinson, whatever you call her.
Oh, Grandma Rawlinson.
Grandma Rawlinson.
Yeah, she lived out here on Rochelle Road. She's dead now. And she had plenty of it in her too.
Yeah.
And her mother now was they said she was so mean now. I heard some of them make notes that they know years ago she had to live by herself because she was so mean nobody knew. And her husband killed her.
Now that's Grandma Rawlinson's mother.
Mother. The day that Grandma married, she said her daddy left her mama that day. Said because he stayed that she was the only girl, and said that he left her, and he married again, and raised a family down the state, and she came. The girl said he had two or three children by that the second wife, and she came to Grandma's funeral. She was driving a right brand new Cadillac that needed the engine turned around on her. I would have thought a woman was wealthy she was. It's Grandma's half sister and says she owned 60,000 acre ranch way down here to way down there somewhere. What do you call it? Some kind of Tula, Florida. I can't call it now, but it's way down. But anyway, she came to see me. I was kind of surprised. And Grandma had told me she had a sister there. She came to see her once, but I, you know, would have thought, you know, woman was the money.
Well, now, you knew Grandma Rawlinson.
One of the sweetest old souls. I loved her better than anything.
And she's still peppery.
She was still peppery. I'm telling you.
Well, what did she fly off at, Mabel?
Well, I never seen Grandma. She'd go along pretty easy unless some of them pushed. I know it once in a while you heard of Clark Rawlinson. That's a double son.
Yeah.
He likes sitting and walking stick to him several times on you. She gets pretty hot now.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't care about this. But Grandma Rawlinson's dad, she was half Indian.
Oh.
Her daddy was half Indian. I think her mother was half Indian. Well, that made her half too.
I think so.
And so Ms. Denton, she's a quarter.
Yeah.
And these kids, Juanita, Ms. Janet, you reckon they get that from that side? I don't reckon all the Indians. Some
you don't have to go to the Indians to get their little pepper.
No, you don't. But
Constitution?
They asked Juanita and Paul was married. Ms. Denton was living up there, seeing for an old man Samson's house. You go in and make an open that big two-story house, turn to your right, there. My business there now.
Yeah.
And Betty, my niece, was spending the night over there. and Robert and Ernest got fighting on the front porch, I think. And Mr. Ben.
Just scrapping?
Fighting. They was passing licks. Mr. Bentley's out there trying to stop them. Well, if it had been my daddy, he'd have had to just spoke one time and stop. But they're both of them married now.
And married then?
They was married. Ernest was married and Robert both. And they was fighting their cats and dogs out there.
Why?
Well, even yes, she started down. Sad that Paul told him to come back there. But he's got nothing to do with it. It's none of your business. But said Warren even went just as straight as he could down the stairs, got in and said. And Mr. Jackson never shot him to stop that man fighting on the front porch that night.
Yeah, that's right. And it's probably about nothing at all.
About nothing. In other words, Warren Edel came and stayed with us, and Paul was overseas, up there, you know, Paul Jane was a baby. He came and stayed with us 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Because he was in, and that's where he was getting taken. And Robert married now, and he started off anywhere. She didn't want him to go. He had to stay there with his wife, and she raised them, and they said they'd fight like cats and dogs. I said, pass lick? She said, I mean it, pass lick.
Well, I'll be damned, bro.
And she told me, she said, Miss Allen, I know it's been hard on you, but she says, we had just stood born in, and we couldn't take much more.
Why, Mabel?
And so, come out there and stay with y'all. We have to nurse it just like nursing a,
yeah.
You know, a baby, you know, to keep her from firing off with us.
Yeah.
She's good to us and all like that, but she just likes to couple with us, you know, these little things, you know. But,
you know,
keeps us under a strain now, ain't no kidding about it.
Why, yeah.
I can, now this woman is just as good as the pole as won't need her. She didn't, what's the hardest part about it, guy? She don't realize just how she is.
Yeah.
And she told me yesterday at the house when we moved down here one day, she said, well, they all say I accuse me of wanting my way. And Rexy said, well, I reckon I do, but she said, I don't think I'm unreasonable about what I want. I said, well, won't either, who is? I said, we all want our way, and we don't think we are unreasonable about it. I said, most folks are that way.
Now, Juanita doesn't care too much about housekeeping.
No, she don't care nothing about it. I'm telling you, that is the most wasteful person I have ever. They waste more than it takes to take care of some family. I venture to say that man Chevrolet truck up beyond the wooden haul away from the clothes up there that I saw in Boston yesterday and the day before. And they pull out a piece of knife whenever they want something iron, and if you get a rip in it, a button off, or go buy something else, you know, just leave that there, they outgrow it. You never seen such a waste in your life.
Now, that figure that you mentioned, I forget what it was, but that's a sizable figure, just for common everyday living, where people just living, not doing anything, Mabel.
You mean what the soul is given?
Yes, and then on top of that, see, they've got...
She's working. She gets about $800 a month. And then she don't have enough to run. Now, that's about what she gets, close between $750 and $800. Well, what she makes a month, Paul gives $350 a month. That's, every 2 weeks, she gives $175. That's what he gives. And then she's not satisfied. But Christmas, she, the boy went and bought all of them, you know, presents. And he always gave the children money to buy Juanita something. Well, he found this nice robe, you know, that quilted robe. I think that he said he'd give $16 for it. It was a silk robe. And she seemed like she tickled her death. So he bought it and put the children's name on it. And when she opened it, she tried it on, and she was a-laughing and going on the open present Christmas Eve.
And that's Juanita.
Juanita. And I thought she was thrilled to death over it. Well, Paul was and Christmas Day then, she'd all laid over this in the morning, seemed to be just happy as a lark over that. And Paul was picking up the children the day after Christmas Day. And she called up out here. And so I called up, or she called up one. I believe I called and told her that Paul said for the children to come out here and meet him. And that Marie was coming with him. She says, well, I'll come to Mary. He can pick them up there. I won't bring them out back. I thought about it, said, yeah, you got the best in you this morning. You just want to raise some sand
yeah.
about something.
And, you ought to back off on those occasions. That
and so I said, well, Marie is with him morning. Well, bring her on up there. I at the mayor's. I don't care what it is. I knew the right thing, you know. She was going to Marie's before. Now, she was going there like a tiger, and I know it.
Oh.
And I told her,
You do have to live carefully.
We do, guy. You can want a string of teachers on me. And she went on out there, and I told Sam when they called, I called him, told him that Paul had come, and he'd come up there and get the children. And I told Ellison, I said, you do a call, and you keep down and think as far as you can. I said, because I believe all needed a ride this morning. And he got the car and went with her. And he went on in the trailer and went to messing with the young man and looking at what Mary had. And he didn't notice what he called himself pulled out of the trailer outside out there. And he says he needs to notice whenever Paul come back in how Paul looked. He said, give him that road back and told him to take it. And for him to go back and buy something else for Mary, she wasn't satisfied with what he had bought for Mary. And take what he put in that because the children had bought her something. And him to take 7-year-old and go and buy Mary something because she wasn't satisfied a bit with what he bought. Well, Mary hadn't opened her mouth about it. And that thing got Paul so bad he just whooped him down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when he came back in less than a few minutes. Well, when he brought the children back, I said, oh, you want me to call Mary? I said, Mary's expected to go by there. And Paul didn't want to see you. And he says, I can't take it today. You know, Paul's health is bad anyway, you know. He has a bad heart and that asthma. And everything is awful nervous. He's had 3 nervous breakdowns.
Well, he knows how to do some many things.
Oh, well, that's it. Paul is, I don't say so, Paul. Paul's up to anything. He couldn't run the job that he was young.
No.
And he lives in such a pain. But he's nearly driving crazy. He worries about his killing himself. But anyway, he wouldn't ever call Mary. He wouldn't go by that. And Marie said, well, 2 hurts in 1 week is just about all he.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they give me a nice box of soap with 3 bars in it. Well, I know what that soap cost. It cost, I know I bought it 1 year ago and didn't know what it cost. You know, this soap charge is only $2.50. And so I imagine they give something like that. So she gives her mother the same thing. Well, if I didn't complain, why should they complain about what they had given me? He should give me more. Well, I don't want to give you nothing.
No.
I don't believe in Christmas. No way. I know it's not right. Pagan. And it's real Christmas. I don't believe God would have started nothing, would have put people in a strain. People paying for Christmas presents from one Christmas to the next.
That's right.
Borrowing money
yeah.
to buy or either buy or your charging cards and things that they have, and then they're paying for it all the next
year. Yeah.
Well, God wouldn't have started nothing like that with a cold as much trouble as it is.
When they have children, you know, they haven't got much choice, they think.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to get things for children. And then they got to get that children thing just as nice as somebody else, you see.
Yeah, and you've been in cities and things like that. I won't get this straight. I'm not trying to hurt Walmita. We love Walmita. and do anything in the world we can for.
No,
but I'd give anything in the world if I could change that situation.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, but we cannot do it. And those children are there all the time by themselves, my dear, daytime and at night, too. And if it wasn't for that dog, I would need to go crazy because that dog takes you up. Because that dog needs to eat you just one day. You better not step in that yard of that. Because that dog will go on you because he done caught one man by the belt here into his pants. Right? Just there for him right in the stomach. And but man, he kind of been stepping in that opening up that gate and stepping in that thing.
Yeah.
Because they was all back there. But I'd give anything in the world if Ordea was different. But we do love Ordea, and it would do anything in the world we should for, and we do. But still, I hope if we lived with these children's growing, we'd be doing good.
You know, you don't want to wish anything off on children.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen this happen, Mabel. The ones that have to put up for themselves when they're growing up sometimes turn out a whole lot better than the ones who've been taken care of so well.
Yeah, and she's talked to me about little old Mary. So that Mary going down there and say, you know, Mary was just as scared of old me as a dog. You know, when she stayed back here, she stayed up there with us, and she called Philip and wanted him to make 40 to come down here. So Mary come down here, she wanted me to just talk to her. And so Phil said, well, I won't even sit down and get her to come. So Mary did it most of the time. And when she come in that back door, I could hear her. And she thought, I could say, well, I told you that I didn't go down there. And so reckless, Mary broke and run through yonder and out that way into the house, hollering, Papa, Papa, Papa. She just a scream. And
now that's when they were living down here.
And Mary was right behind her. I knew she was behind her. And so Phil stopped Juanita. And John, he said he would stop her one way or the other if he had to knock her down. And she was going to talk to Mary. So Phil said he'd let her alone. And so while Phil was talking to him, Mary went and ran to the phone, grabbed it up, and called her daddy. She is living at Fort Myers. Not Fort Myers, but one of her. And so he said, let me talk to mother. And his mother, what's going on? I said, well, you know what he as well as I do. And I said, she won't let me alone, Paul. I said, only thing I know to do for you to come get it. He said, I'll be there in 2 hours. And so me and Depp was in on that too, you know. She got Juanita out. Juanita went over there. Me and Denton taking care of her down to the store and killed enough time. Paul coming in and got me and left with her. And she said, and the tree is Mary, and that's what made Mary come out. But then Shakespeare there. I told her, what for Christmas? I said, no such thing. I said, what happened to Mary come up is from a child coming up one of them. I said, that's what read that child's Mary. And she is beginning to quieten down.
Mm-hmm.
But God talked about Christmas. You lived in town, and I know it. I have got up, you know, have to get out. I'm going somewhere, maybe I get to cook a thing. See little old children standing on the side of the sidewalk. They're cold and ragged and standing there without nothing and looking at other children out there with bicycles and skates and dog carriages and all like that. And you know, it had busted me wide open. Before I knew Christmas was faking, I have often thought that could not be right. To see little old children going through with what they did. And you see it, haven't you? Yes, I've seen it a many times. The little old children that would just stand there and look because they didn't have the first thing. And you know, children can't understand that. Why, when folks have got plenty of money and can buy their children anything, why a man like Santa Claus would give children that had plenty some more stuff and they didn't get nothing?
And when the children don't have a home, then they notice that all more, you
mm-hmm.
see, when all the other children have got that. That's hard on them.
And I don't say it's all Juanita's fault, and I don't say it's all Paul's fault. They both of them. I blame Paul for not being both of his home. That's the biggest thing I blame him for. If he's like that man that's younger, I think that man up there, I would have to bump.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, the Bible says for man to be the boss of his house. And a man can't control his household, so how can he control his?
Yeah.
You know the Bible says that.
Yes, I know it does.
And they say the many children in the world born to preachers.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Bible said about it. I love for a man to get his wife, but I like to see a man the head of the family.
Oh, my. It's nice to visit with you all right.
Yeah,
I stayed
this morning.
She went out and said, oh,
I
can't.
Like,
no.
She said,
oh,
they don't like her very much. I never met her.
Oh,
she's a modified person.
Oh, she's jolly.
But that other day, I had to, I had for Christmas a bunch of x-rays and things made. It's up Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so many people got that hasn't got the money to pay those doctors, old folks, and these x-ray and all the things as that, they can't pay $100, $150, something like that dollars to get those bills to send them in. And you got to have those bills marked paid before they Medicare give you any back on it. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you look like to me. If you went to the doctor, sign the paper, and let the doctor send the bill in to the Medicare, and the Medicare pay them. Looked like it would be good, wouldn't it? Well, now I had to take me 2 days. One day I had to go up beyond the course, the rest of the day. I had to go to Dr. Dale's office to pay that bill. And then I had to go after Dr. Henry, which I didn't know him anything. But I had to go out there and get a bill from him showing that I had paid that money out there on a special, thing, and it marked paid. Then came back the next day, I had to go to work over there and get all that mess signed up.
Mabel?
Well, it costs you money to do it. Now, we poor folks too, but I mean, a lot of people couldn't have paid those bills. They got those bills to went ahead.
Yeah.
And send them in. But anyway, what I was getting at, that was reason what I was doing over there. Well, right ahead of some pickup truck went ahead of us and round us saying, Williston, well, whenever I got on out the doctor's office, they pulled in the parking place too. And one of the women that jumped out and went on in, and she had on dressing cowboy clothes, and she had on these bats or whatever you call them, And she was really, they looked nice on them, but she was, you could tell she'd done a lot of hard work on account of the muscles and all she had. And she brought a girl in that said this girl that said they train horses.
Mm-hmm.
And said that this girl had four horses that she looked at and she went in the stall with them, and that dog horse kicked up with both feet and landed on her arm here, and they brought her in, and they x-raying them when I left, and I sat down and talked to her while they're fixing out my paper, and she said that this was Bell something of the rank out from Lowell, that it was back towards Williston, Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they used to work at San Antonio. That's Texas, isn't it?
Yeah.
And said that he was too cold and all that, that the lady decided to come to Florida. And said that was what she and her husband did. They were trained horses. And I didn't ask her what kind of old race horses, I imagine. I don't know. But that girl going in that stall, so she went in there and they had four horses. She said, this girl, this day could be four horses. She looked like she about 25, 30 years old.
Well, they move fast, can't get out of the way. They can wheel so fast, an animal can.
That's it.
You might think you can get out of the way. They're looking peaceful and everything. You might think you can move.
Well, I knew, I didn't know. I knew about when it happened, but I was remembering, and I don't, that old man Wyatt Hall at home had a son
he had this blind horse, Mr. Morris Brown. And
Maybe let me step out here to try and see if the dog's all right.
Okay.
I'm just taking your time.
No, you're not. I'm not going to do
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.